Welcome back to Resolved. We all encounter difficult issues at times. Life can get tough, and it may seem impossible. But no matter what, and through it all, Jesus Christ is the answer. And through Him, we can rise up and be more than conquerors. Today's message is overcoming discouragement. Have you ever been discouraged about something? Well, learn how to deal with and overcome it in your life. Next on Resolved. Now, let's join Pastor Tom Porter.
Turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30 in your Bibles. We're going to talk tonight about overcoming discouragement. I want you to get a jump on 2011. I want you to get a jump on it, and I want to try to help you tonight how to overcome discouragements, because the discouragements come. We're going to talk about it, and let's look to the Lord in prayer and get right into the message tonight. Father, thank you for already the songs, Lord, the choir. Lord, it's such an encouragement to us to be here. And that's why we're here, to worship you and to be encouraged through your word, to be encouraged by being with other believers, and to pray together tonight. Lord, we thank you so very much for being so good to us. And for this coming year, we pray for your blessings upon us, our church, our families. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, boy, that's a town's name, isn't it? On the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag had and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive, and that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, and that was Ahinoam, Jezreelitess, and Abigail, his wife, of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. He was greatly discouraged, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. And David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. That's the key right there. David encouraged the Lord himself in the Lord his God. Discouragement is a common response to challenges of life. To be discouraged. Everybody in this room at one time or another, you've all been discouraged. I've been discouraged. We all get discouraged. In Psalms 42:11, David, who experienced great spiritual triumphs, had tremendous emotional struggles. He wrote this in Psalms 42:11. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God." You know, when we are discouraged, it shows, doesn't it? When we're discouraged, it shows on our countenance, on our face. You can just see it when somebody's discouraged. When I'm discouraged, I try not to be discouraged, but I get discouraged from time to time. It's just the way it is. And the king, but how we handle that discouragement, that is the key. The king's reaction must have been similar after Ziklag. His home and at that time was destroyed. He was able to find victory in that situation, in part because he knew how to overcome discouragement. Do you know how to overcome discouragement? You need to know how to do that. The key is our God. It's our God. I had a lady one time, she was going through some really rough waters in her life. And as I shared with her some verses out of the Word of God, she said, "You know what? I've been a Christian for a long time. But you know, I just didn't think to go to God." And you think, man, what a weak Christian she is. And maybe she was. But you know what? You can be so steeped in discouragement, you can't even think straight. And so when you come upon somebody that's going through the waters and the rivers and the fires of life, and they are discouraged, don't shoot them down. Encourage them. They don't need you to say, get over it. They don't ever say that. They need you to encourage them, to pray for them. Take time. Say, let's pray right now. And go to the source of the help. David, he knew the source. And he went there. And in chapter 30, in verse 8, you're already there. Look at verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Can I go after them, God? Man, can I go after these guys that have stolen our wives and our children? Can I do that? Shall I overtake them, he said. And he answered him. God answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Recover all. Get it all back. My, how David must have felt. Here's his band of army, 300 or so, and they get back and they look, and the smoke is rising out of the valley there at Ziklag, and it's all burned down. They don't hear people. They're all gone. Kids are gone. The wives are gone. And his men of valor considered throwing stones and stoning him, killing him. Men that would die for David. And now they're ready. Boy, how easily the tide turns when we're discouraged. Boy, when we get discouraged, we don't think clearly. We're ready to kill the guy that we're serving. And man, that's not right. Listen, discouragement is like a cancer. It'll just overcome us. And that's why, you know, one of the biggest ways of getting undiscouraged is getting encouraged is by coming to the house of the Lord. Is by the teens all getting together and having a great time and knowing that they have a youth pastor that loves them and does things for them and spends his time and energy on them. And the Sunday school teachers, they go over the lesson and they prepare and they buy little things for the children, maybe some juice and crackers, maybe a little toy, a gift, and they spend their time and their energy and they come to church and they just love that. That's why I love being together with the family of God and just being encouraged one to another. The definition of discourage is to deprive of courage, to deprive of hope, to deprive of confidence, disheartened, dispirited, to object by opposition or difficulty, to hinder somebody. Then they put in here on Def.com, definition.com, low prices discourage industry. Man, we're going through that right now, are we not? With houses and things like that are just, oh, it's just terrible. Well, what is discouragement? Tonight, I want you to know discouragement is universal. Almost everyone has been dismayed at one time or another. Discouragement is also reoccurring. You may overcome discouragement 1 week, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, a year later, you're going to be discouraged again. It's contagious. Watch out for those who want to pull you down by indulging in negativity or self-pity. Well, you get people like that, you know the people that you see them and you just kind of turn the other way because you know, man, they're going to, if it weren't for bad luck, they'd had no luck at all, you know. And they want to pull you down in the quagmire as well. And just, oh, it's just, everything is bad. Not only is it universal and recurring and contagious, but it's unpredictable. Unpredictable. Man, I don't know how many times I've started out the morning, the Lord, good devotions. Boy, just on fire for the day, looking forward for the day. Boy, then all of a sudden something happens and snap, discouragement. Now I'm discouraged. Oh, don't you hate that? And it's also temporary. It will pass if you respond correctly. Discouragement differs from disappointment. When our expectations aren't met, we feel disappointed. Did your team win today? I think my team's out of it right now. Washington Redskins. I can't even tell you who the coach is. But I just had this endearment with the Washington Redskins because my dad used to take me to the games when we lived in Alexandria, Virginia, and back when George Allen was the coach. And, you know, if they don't win, I'm not discouraged. I might be disappointed. Man, disappointed they didn't win, but I'm not discouraged. That's the difference. Discouragement is a feeling of despair or despondency. Discouragement is a choice. I don't have a choice whether the Redskins win or not. I just don't. So if they don't win, okay, I'm disappointed, but it doesn't discourage me. Discouragement is a choice. When we choose to remain dejected or determined to work through our feelings and overcome them, it's all about our attitudes. Discouragement is a feeling of despair and despondency. It's a choice. So what are the causes of discouragement? Inability to please others. Man, do you struggle at wanting to be people pleasers? A lot of people are like that. And you know what? We come by that naturally by being Christians. We're peacemakers. Okay? We're peacemakers. You know why? That's one of the reasons people don't want to go out and share their faith with the Lord Jesus Christ, because they want to please everybody. They don't want to tell everybody that, well, they're going to die and go to hell if they don't accept Jesus Christ. They won't like me, you see. No. Inability to please others. Some people you simply cannot please. No matter how hard you try, you're not going to please them. Don't let Satan snare you in discouragement by trying to be people pleasers. Oh, we want to be kind. We want to be hospitable, naturally. But we can't please everybody. I struggle with that. Your pastor struggles with that. I want to be a people pleaser. And I have to realize that I can't please everybody. Another cause for discouragement is physical or verbal abuse. About 6 years ago, I had to make a contact to Tallahassee and a senior abuse line, hotline, and had to have a lady that was being physically and emotionally abused by her move-in son and daughter-in-law and three kids and two giant dogs and a little bitty 2 one-bedroom house. Physical or verbal. She was so discouraged, but she was mama. She wanted to take care of her child. And I'll say this: I'm talking to some folks right now. Because of the economy, and this kind of goes away from the abuse. I'm not talking about abuse now, but because of the economy, there are a lot of senior adults. Moms and dads in their senior years are draining their life savings because their son or daughter couldn't make the mortgage payment that month. And if you got it, that's fine. But we're seeing it's coming down the pike. It's already starting to have effect. But there are just loving moms and dads, and they'll just give the kids everything. And now you've got parents that can't make their mortgage payments. And you got their children that can't make the mortgage payments. Boy, it's a snowball effect, isn't it? What can be done? I hope we have an answer for you soon. Unanswered prayer sometimes can be a source of discouragement. Unanswered prayer. I had a lady come to me one time. Her husband was ready at Tampa General to have open heart surgery. And she said, man, is it okay if I beg God? Because I don't think he's answering my prayers. And now I'm begging God to do something for my husband. I said, it's okay to beg God. Surely it's okay to beg God. Man, you want to, God knows your heart already. You just be real with God. Amen. And that's where God wants us. God wants us to admit our insufficiencies. God wants us to admit that, God, I told God this morning on the way over here, God, if it wasn't for you, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know where I'd be. And I can look at my family, my mother's side, my dad's side of the family, and see where they've all gone. And I think, woo, I don't want to go there. But that's probably where I'd end up. And I'm so thankful for God and what he has done. So God answers prayers. He says yes, he says no, and he says wait. Boy, those three right there. And that wait, that's the tough one, isn't it? Here's another cause for discouragement is strongholds, discouraged over sin in our lives. There was a song it was a contemporary song, but it was about, I think, these monks, and they were saying, we fall down and we get up. But they asked these monks, what do you do? And they said, we fall down and we get up. And we as Christians, sometimes we get discouraged because we fall down. But blessed be to God, get up. Amen. What's that verse? I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Our Lord shall sustain me. God is so good. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Strongholds of sin in our lives. We fall down, but we get back up. What's sad is to see a Christian fall down and they just stay down. Why do they stay down? They stay down because they choose to stay down, or they stay down because Christians have pushed them down and kept them down and won't let them reach the potential that God has for them in their life. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God. So don't let that stronghold, whatever it might be, we need to run and flee from it. But realize that we can go to God. God's a forgiving God. Financial pressures. Wow, do we need to go here? Financial pressures. I had prayer this afternoon with a person out calling, and she's just going through a terrible time in her life. Really bad. Really bad. And bills are just mounting up. And oh, man. Financial pressures that get on us, and that's going to happen. How about health problems? Health problems. Now, my dear wife, with all her back pains, her back went into a spasm this afternoon. I was having a meeting with my daughter and another girl today, but my wife stood up, and man, she got this spasm in her back. She couldn't sit down. She couldn't stand up. We don't know what to do. Finally got her into a chair, and she sat for about an hour. We got ice on her. Tara went and got ibuprofen and heat packs and just everything. But Becky has that. She has a very high tolerance to pain. And she just says, you know, I praise the Lord for this, because it causes me not to have to do everything myself. Unexplained adversity. You ever said, Lord, why me? Lord, what are you doing? Why me? Why is this happening to me, God? And I can look in this room, and I know you, and I know you've asked those questions. I've been with you when you've asked those questions of God. Why, God? Why my husband? Why my wife? Why my child? Oh, God. Why me? Unexplained adversity. And then feelings of worthlessness. Well, that'll get you discouraged. Feeling like you're not worth a plug nickel. What's all this about? Pretty quiet in here. We've all been through some discouraging times, have we not? So what's the consequences of discouragement? A divided attention. If you are discouraged, you may not be able to work wholeheartedly. I know this happens to me. When I'm discouraged, I can't stay on task. I want to, but I can't stay on task. I can't focus when I'm discouraged. Another consequence of being discouraged is placing blame. We want to blame somebody else. When you feel down, be careful not to dwell on the wrongs of others. See, sometimes people like this, when they're discouraged, they want everybody else to be discouraged. Well, if I'm going to feel down, I'm going to make it so miserable for you, you're going to feel down too. That's where husbands and wives have problems. That will just, or any kind of relationship, it's a struggle on relationships, placing the blame. What's another consequence of discouragement? Anger and depression. Unless you address the inner roots of discouragement, you will never overcome negative feelings. Man, those negative feelings just eat you alive. Estrangement. People push others away by constantly grumbling. You think, man, I like them, I love them, I just don't know what to do, so I'm just gonna leave them alone. I don't know what to do. Negative spirit. Don't rehash painful events. Having that negative spirit. Unwise decisions. Discouragement can cloud your judgment. By working through your feelings first, you can make a careful, godly decision. Listen, don't make any big decisions while you're going through discouragement. Amen. Don't do it. Resist it. You think, well, I've got to. I've got a deadline. I've got to make a decision. Don't do it when you're discouraged. Because it's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm so discouraged. Why? I hate being discouraged. I know you do too. And that's why we're giving these helps tonight. Spiritual drift. Depression is fertile ground for seeds of doubt. Boy, you get so discouraged, you start doubting God. Well, Pastor Tom, really? Yeah. That's how, listen, discouragement, again, it's like a cancer. It'll ruin you. And can you imagine? I don't think any of us have gone to your hometown and found it burnt to the ground and all the occupants of that town gone. Your children, your grandchildren. Oh, man. Ella danced around my back porch with Avalon, her little friend, with their little ponies in their hands. And the thought of somebody snatching my grandkids. My kids, that's another story, but not my grandkids, all right? Oh, not those precious grandkids. Don't do it. And then David, instead of saying, hey, come on, guys, let's go down, let's go find these guys. Let's go find these rascals that did this. And they all looked at David after they finished crying. The Bible says they wept till they couldn't weep anymore. Have you ever been that discouraged? Man, you cry and cry, and then all of a sudden the tears dry up. You're still crying, but you're just, oh, so discouraged. And those rascals looked at David and said, we just feel like stoning you. If we hadn't have been gone out there fighting your wars, this wouldn't have happened. And Christians say, Lord, I'm serving you. I'm doing everything that I know. I'm teaching Sunday school, whatever it might be. I'm faithful to church. I'm faithful to you. Why am I so discouraged? So what's the cure for discouragement? It's a relationship with our Heavenly Father. So when discouragements come, you won't be like that lady and go, You know, she went, I could have had a V8. You know, oh yeah, I could have considered God. We draw nigh unto Him, He'll draw nigh unto us. And if we're so close with God and walking with the Lord, and you know, we don't say read your Bible and study and pray just for the fun of it. We don't say come to Sunday school so we'll have numbers to count. You need to come to Sunday school. Amen. You need this so that when discouragement comes, then you can say, oh God, I'm discouraged right now. And pour your heart. Tell God you're discouraged. Well, I don't want to tell Him I'm discouraged. He already knows it. You know, we as Christians, we want to be so, you know, just so strong. What did John say? I must decrease and He must what? Increase. We don't need to be like God in the sense that we want to be God, our own little gods. We don't, you know, we can't. You talk about, I don't have a graven image. Yeah, you do. When you preconceive what God is, and you make Him into your fit Him into your mold, that's not our God. We fit into His mold. Look within yourselves. Ask why am I discouraged? Ask yourself, what attitude adjustments do I need to make? It might be, well, you need to study more. It might be, you need to stay on task more. It might be, you need to not procrastinate. You know, somebody told me they bought a book on procrastination, but they haven't read it yet. You know, you knew that was coming, didn't you? I know, that's an old one. Yeah. But you hear, you know what I'm saying? You want to be so close to have that relationship with the Father. Some put their trust in themselves and pursue relationships, accomplishments, and possessions instead of a relationship with their Heavenly Father. And I should change that word from relationship. I should have said fellowship with the Father. When we're saved, that seals our relationship. He's our Heavenly Father. From here till eternity, He's our Heavenly Father. But it's that fellowship. It's that fellowship. It's that folding up the Holy Spirit and putting Him in a closet. You see, no fellowship there, is there? Got to have that fellowship. You need to look up. God has the ability to rescue you from harmful attitudes. We need to look back. Don't dwell on hurtful things in the past. Instead, think about God's faithfulness, how He's delivered you through those times. Remind yourself of how God carried you through the waters, rivers, and fires of your life, those areas of discouragement, and know that God is faithful and God will do it again. And look ahead. Focus on what the Lord is doing now in your life. Be encouraged by what He has planned for your future. I don't know what 2011 holds, but I know who holds 2011. He's already been there. Have the right response. Respond correctly to discouragement. Involves several things. Ending up tonight, rest. Physical and emotional exhaustion often lead to discouragement. I don't know why it is. The older we get, the less, they say, the less hours of sleep we need. I don't really think that's true. I think we need to get as much sleep as we can. And I can't go on 5 hours of sleep. I used to be able to do that. But I'm trying to stay and sleep more. Sleep. Get the rest. Get physical and emotional rest. Recognize your life. Or I'm sorry, recognize your life. Reorganize your life. Reorganize. I went home this afternoon after church, and Becky is sick, and she's in the den. My wife cannot just sit. If she sits, she sleeps. In church, in the car, on a date, wherever. So she just goes all the time. And she says, I'm not a hoarder. I'm never going to be a hoarder. And she was throwing things away, organizing the office at the house. Evaluate your use of time. How are you using your time? Evaluate that. How are you using your energy? Believe that He is in control. Psalms 103 verse 19 says, the Lord hath prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom ruleth over all. He loves you, and He'll never leave you. Hebrews 13:5. And be content with such things as ye have, for He has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Amen. He can turn adversity into something good. We learned that this morning, didn't we? And then lastly, we need to resist discouragement. Well, you just said that comes, and we don't know it's coming sometimes. But when it does come, resist it. Ask God to reveal the best response to the difficulty. Lord, give me wisdom how I can overcome this discouragement. What do I need to do? What attitude should I have? What should I do? And it might be you need to prioritize your life. A lot of times we're discouraged, and you know what? We're the ones to blame for. It's me. I messed up. Can't blame anybody else but myself. And so I get discouraged. And that's the wrong attitude to have. I will lift up mine eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So are you tired of being discouraged? You don't have to stay that way. Whether or not the situation changes, you can experience joy, peace, and contentment. Your other resources. Make sure you're doing the right things in the right way at the right time. Prioritize things in your life. Resolve to trust God. And what are the joy robbers? People, things, circumstances, and worry. Those are the things that rob us of our joy. For the believer, circumstances don't have to dictate emotions. Allow Scripture to permeate your mind and your heart. That's why it's important to, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Hide God's word in your heart. Have verses that can help you What is your verse when discouragement comes your way? Discouragement will lose its foothold and you will become joyous and fruitful once again and enjoying life. God doesn't want us to be downtrodden and discouraged. He wants us to be encouraged. And He's given to us His love letter to us. And God is love, and God wants nothing but the best for us. We're the children of the King, the Creator of the universe. We need to have a great expectancy of what God's going to do. But God can't use us if we're always discouraged. We need to be encouraged. I had a gentleman come to me. Oh, it's been 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks from now, and he came up to me and he said, "Brother Porter, I'm going through some really struggles, but I want to thank you." And I said, "Well, what's the struggle?" He said, "I don't want to talk about it right now. I just want to say thank you. I'm going to sit here for the next 2, 2.5 hours, and I'm going to be encouraged today." And he went and sat down. And it wasn't until about 3 days later that he and his wife came in and shared with me reason why they're discouraged. And we prayed about it and working through these things. Discouragement. Discouragement will lose its foothold if you will become joyous, and you will become joyous and fruitful again.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Tom Porter of Temple Baptist Church in Titusville, Florida. I would like to thank you for joining me in this podcast and bringing the good news that Jesus Christ is the risen Savior. There is no problem too big and no blessing too small when Jesus is the Lord of our lives. I would like to ask you a question. When you die, where will you spend eternity? Will you spend it with Jesus forever or be eternally separated from Him? You know, the Bible says, "Whosoever calleth upon the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved from their sins." You know, it's God's desire for you to have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. Your sins have separated you from God. You must admit to God that you're a sinner and ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Jesus bridges that gap between you on this earth and heaven. Will you accept Jesus as your personal Savior today? It's easier than you think. You can pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, I admit to you that I'm a sinner. I realize that you paid the penalty for my sins on the cross, and I want to receive you into my life right now. Save me from my sins. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer with me, then you've been born into the family of God.
Thanks for listening. Resolved is a production of Temple Baptist Church, Titusville, Florida, USA. For notes on this message and others, you can find them at resolved.podbean.com. Make sure you visit our main website at templebc.net. And if you're ever in our area, we hope that you'll come by and see us. Remember, Jesus is Lord. So take care, and God bless you.